fallen brother can rediscover.
Welcome to the Rediscover Hour on Relevant Radio, a time to explore our Catholic faith and find out about ways to share the faith with others. Help create the possibility of an encounter with the person of Jesus Christ in the lives of others by living out the call to the new evangelization and helping fellow Catholics rediscover full life in the Church. The Rediscover Hour with Paul Sadek and Corey Regan starts now.
And welcome to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Paul Sadek.
And I'm Sarah Mealy. Well, good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well. And you're looking very chipper today.
I am chipper, not only because it's a beautiful day, which is always great.
Yes.
It's the tail end of summer. But I just came from daily Mass.
That always starts the day out right.
Yeah, I tell you, it's so refreshing, and it just reminds me how much I should be going to daily Mass more.
Happens to me every time I make daily Mass, and I have to work it into my schedule
yes.
more frequently.
Beautiful experience. So, well, we have a great show for you today. Actually, action-packed, power-packed show today. In answering the call, we'll talk with Matthew Kelly about his work, his health, and why he's so excited about being one of the inspiring speakers that's going to take the stage at the 2013 Rediscover Catholic Celebration this October.
And we'll also talk with Martha Fernandez-Sardina, who speaks and blogs bilingually on the new evangelization. She's also going to be taking the stage at the 2013 Rediscover Catholic Celebration. That should be a great discussion.
Definitely. And then we're going to hear from a local parish leader. He's excited to be hosting talks this fall as a part of the Rediscover Faith 2013 Speakers Series. Now, find out how you can participate and invite a friend or family member to come with you.
And we'll hear from fellow Catholics about the importance of welcoming our Latino brothers and sisters more fully into the Church.
Yeah, well, we're going to start the show, though, like we usually do, by checking in with Joe Towalski, editor of the Catholic Spirit. Hey, Joe.
Good morning, Sarah. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. We're in between issues.
We are.
But you stay busy anyway.
Oh, it's been a busy week, and earlier this week I was at a forum that Archbishop Nienstedt convened on the issue of immigration reform. You know, it's a complex issue that a lot of people have strong opinions about. But
indeed.
I think everyone agrees that the system is broken and it needs fixing. And he convened this forum at the University of St. Thomas School of Law last Wednesday, featured business leaders and some other experts on the topic. And, you know, it's really a priority issue for the Church. The U.S. bishops, along with the Minnesota bishops, have been supportive of a comprehensive approach to immigration reform that upholds human dignity and secures the borders, but keeps families together and lets people earn a path to citizenship and really addresses the root causes of why people migrate in the first place. And there were a lot of stories that were told at the forum, including one by Father Joseph Williams, who's the pastor of St. Stephen Parish in Minneapolis. It has a very substantial Latino population. And Father Williams talked about how his ideas on immigration have changed over the years, dating back to the time he was in high school. So let's listen to the story he told about that.
I was at Stillwater Area High School, and as part of a contemporary issues class, I was part of a conversation on immigration. I would say now the wrong side of the issue. And I, with a classmate, and I remember this clearly, argued forcefully that those who crossed the border without documentation violated the law of the land and should be prosecuted. In this case, that would mean deportation. It's hard to think about that now and to realize that I could have thought that way, having the beautiful experience I've had working with the Latino people. For me, the change of heart came before the change of mind, I would say that. I met the Latino people, and I fell in love with them, I would say. By the mystery of God's providence, I was called to serve them, and very happily I discovered they're very humble, hardworking, and lovable people. And I also discovered that most of them, at least of the parents' generation, are not documented. And you also discover, and working with them, as I discovered, nobody wants to leave their homeland. If you leave your homeland, it's because there are desperate social or economic or political situations where you came from. I'm thinking of Magdalena, a parishioner of mine, who's entangled now in the immigration process. She was detained coming back from Mexico. She left last summer because her mom was dying. She wanted to be with her mom who was dying. She had been 13 years in this country. She's a woman filled with God's charity, I would just say that, and rarely misses a church event. went down there. Her mom recuperated, but she was paying for her mother's medicine while working here in the United States, so she has to come back. She tried last October, passed through the desert, was unaccounted for 3 days, eventually crossed but was apprehended in Houston. So now she faces the long and difficult process, beginning with another court case in January. You meet people like this, and it makes you rethink the principles, the attitudes, the convictions. These made me rethink the ones I held as a young man.
As I mentioned, the whole issue of immigration, it's a complex one, and the forum was really one opportunity to learn more about the issue with the hope that people will contact their members of Congress and urge them to pass a good bill. And we'll have more about the forum in our September 12th issue and let people know how they can access some additional resources to learn more about the issue.
We'll look for it.
And then I had a great opportunity yesterday. Father Robert Barron of Word on Fire Ministries, who will be speaking, of course, at the Rediscover Celebration October 12th, has now released this week his newest documentary, Catholicism, the New Evangelization. And, you know, it's a follow-up of sorts to his documentary, Catholicism, and talks about how to put faith into action in the world today, that it's in a world that's increasingly secularized. And, the new film examines what has led to this secularized culture, and he talks about things Catholics can do to share their faith with others. And I had this opportunity yesterday to chat with him a little bit about it, and one of the things he talked about is the threat that's posed by a new, very militant style of atheism that's pervading parts of our culture, and the need to be able, as Catholics, to effectively respond to that. So let's listen to Father Barron talk a little bit about what he calls the need for a new apologetics.
There are a lot of people out there in the culture that do not like us and are after religion. I've done kind of a steady study of the new atheism, and believe me, their disciples are thick on the ground. If you go on the internet world, the disciples of Hitchens and Dawkins and these people are really numerous. So I think we as a faith community have got to find a way. We have to know what the objections are, what's blocking people, and how to respond to them. So that's a big part of the video.
You know, Father Barron and I talked yesterday as well about the importance of Catholics being effective witnesses to our faith in both word and action, and the video addresses that as well. One last thing on that, I asked him if he had planned to make another video as part of these Catholicism documentaries, and he said yes, indeed, he does have plans. He's currently working on a documentary that would highlight what he calls the pivotal players in the history of the Church, 10 to 12 of the most significant Catholic artists and writers, saints and theologians who have made a real difference in shaping the Catholic imagination over the centuries and whose influence continues to be felt into the present day. So we have that to look forward to. He always does a great job with these videos, so I'm looking forward to this one.
Indeed. Father Barron's stuff is great. Now, you have a redesign coming up. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, big news for us here at the Catholic Spirit. We're launching a redesign of our paper and the website. The paper's next edition, September 12th, will have the new look, and so will our website at thecatholicspirit.com. Why redesign? Well, it's been 7 years since we last did this with the print edition, and about four years since we did it with the website. And over time, you realize there just are adjustments you can make to make the paper more readable and be more effective in reaching the audience that we want to reach. And we want to make it easier for readers to find what they're looking for in the paper. So in the redesign, we want to include some more stories that inspire people to live their faith lives more deeply. That's something we've heard time and time again in readership surveys that we've done that people want to see more of in the paper.
A more user-friendly Catholic Spirit.
Absolutely. And, we wanted some more content that would appeal to youth and young adults, so we've included a page focused just on them and the topics that they want to know more about. And we want to improve the way our print newspaper integrates with our online presence at both thecatholicspirit.com and on our blog site, catholichotdish.com. So readers will see a lot more visual and content alignment between online and print. And I think the print version, and the online version as well, it's a cleaner look. There's going to be some new things, some new features. And when we launch next week, we'll also explain more about the new look and what it all includes, again, both print and online. One thing, however, that won't be new and will remain is the four-page Rediscover section in the middle of our paper. We've get a lot of great feedback about that section, and it's going to remain in our new look paper as well.
We will look forward to it in the September 12th edition of The Catholic Spirit.
That's right. Have a great weekend.
Thanks,
and,
Joe.
We're looking forward
thank
to
it. Thank you,
the... Joe. Yep, thank you.
You can hear Joe Towalski, editor of The Catholic Spirit, every week here on the Rediscover Hour.
And you can find The Catholic Spirit online anytime. Just go to thecatholicspirit.com.
The Rediscover Faith 2013 Speakers Series talks drew a total of 12,000 attendees when they were offered earlier this year. It's clear many people are seeking an opportunity to come together to learn and grow in the faith.
So, back by popular demand, the Rediscover Faith 2013 Speakers Series talks are being offered again starting September 16th, coming up. This time around, the talks are going to be offered at new locations, and one of those locations is Epiphany out in Coon Rapids. We're so blessed today to have a guest, the pastor of Epiphany, Father Thomas Duffner. Thanks for joining us, Father. It's good to talk to you.
Thanks so much. Glad to be here.
It's always good to visit with you, Father Duffner. Tell me a little bit about what you see as a pastor as the biggest challenge to the faith today.
You know, one of the things that I find is that everybody is just too busy. I think there's too much media in our lives, too many smartphones, too much information, leading to an unreflected life. We've got these treasures all around us in the faith, and yet we often don't even advert to them.
That is a challenge. I think people just feel pulled in a million directions, and the busyness sort of overtakes us, which is one of the reasons why we're so, you know, glad that you folks out at Epiphany have agreed to be one of our sites for the speaker series, which really attempts, I think, to ground people back in the basics of the faith and our relationship with God, and ask the big questions about our, you know, who is God and what is our relationship and the church and so forth. Tell us a little bit about what you're looking forward to in hosting these talks.
Well, again, I think there's a way for people to discover the buried treasure that we have right in our midst. It's like the gospel passage of the man who discovers a treasure buried in a field, and he sells all that he has and buys it. And the treasure of our faith is something that we need to explore. We're actually sitting atop riches, and we hardly are aware of it.
Yeah, it's definitely something that I think sometimes Catholics take for granted. It's one of the reasons why I think we're focused in the Rediscover effort at reaching back to Catholics that may have maybe fallen away from the faith. And I know these talks are really designed to have folks that are maybe more engaged in the faith invite others along to something that they may learn from and maybe help unbury some of that treasure. Father, what do you think that Catholics should be doing, those that are engaged and on fire for the faith, should be doing to better share it with others?
Well, I think by people learning what they actually already have, they get confidence. And with confidence can come joy and zeal and a willingness to meet other people. The early disciples needed to share the good news. They had to share that they had been loved and forgiven, that they had entered in by means of the church. They had come to meet Jesus Christ.
I'm really curious to know. We heard Pope Benedict talk about some pruning, and it seems that one of the things that we may be seeing is fewer Catholics, stronger church. Do you worry that fewer and fewer Catholics who truly know the faith and are equipped to share it with others might be a handicap in the new evangelization?
You know, I think that it's so important that we have saints in our midst, that there be zeal and holiness. I'm not worried about numbers. I think the numbers will come. What is most important is that we find our union with Jesus Christ, and that it empowers us, that it enlivens us, invigorates us, and allows us to become a people bold in the faith, willing to speak the word in season and out of season. The numbers will come later. That's not the goal. The goal can't be numbers. The goal has to be deep union with Christ.
Well, what do you think, Father, that people really should be doing to better share, you know, how their own personal relationship with Jesus Christ has changed their life? And you talked about, you know, being, you know, having that zeal, having that joy. But a lot of people I know have zeal and they have joy, but they're not quite making that step into talking about it or sharing it with others. Do you have any thoughts that you can share on how people can just do a better job of that?
You know, I find that one of the best things is to ask questions.
Mm.
And if you're even standing in a grocery line and you see somebody around you who is miserable, just to ask a question, to see how they're doing, to open a conversation, to see what's going on in their lives. Questions are a powerful means of entering into another person's life. I think deeply down underneath, people lack meaning, which is really what the whole first talk is about, finding God's purpose for my life. Meaning, and questions of meaning, usually they're very important. They're rarely asked, but they're deep beneath our happiness or unhappiness. And we access them, particularly in moments of suffering, sometimes in moments of joy, but always in times of suffering. And all of a sudden, we get forced back to meaning. And that's where someone else reaching out to us can open doors for us and lead us back into deeper truths. So I think asking questions about meaning especially really opens doors.
One of the places we can ask questions, meet others, and share the faith is a Rediscover Book Club. Have you had those going on in your parish?
We have several starting up this fall, and I'm excited to see the effects that those will have.
That's exciting, Father. I know that there are now over 500 book clubs around this archdiocese. I think that's blown us away how we've had such a response. And like you, there are many other parishes that are just starting up their book clubs right now, which is fantastic. Are you starting with the first book of Rediscover Catholicism, or what's the plan?
Yeah, going right back into that book, first of all. And I think that even those basic questions that get touched on right at the start, what are the philosophies that we meet and encounter in the modern world? And right away, you're going to find hedonism and individualism and then minimalism. And as soon as I read that, I about fell over. Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly what we mean. And the minimalism. You remember the old Bart Simpson T-shirt? How much can I get away with and still get to heaven?
Yeah, that's right.
And yet, love never asks that question. A man who truly loves his wife never says, how little can I do for her and still be happy? Nobody asks that. Love calls us to something more.
Yeah, but as you say, right there in start of the Rediscover Catholicism book, it really lays out what's our challenge, and it is really very cultural. And so to change the culture, we have to engage. But first, we have to understand our faith in order to do that. Now, one of the things that I'm very excited about to see is that you are also hosting the Catechetical Institute. This is this class of St. Francis beginning this fall. Tell us a little bit about the importance of the Institute and you hosting that, why that's so important.
The Catechetical Institute is probably one of the most powerful means to invigorate people in their faith. Now, it's 2 years long. There's going to be every Monday night, not counting the summers, for 2 years, so about 22 sessions, I think, in each year. And so there's serious study, the best of teachers, fine reading, small group discussions, and what happens is people come out of there alive in the faith. One person told me that she had a master's in theology in a wonderful thing. She says, that helped me to know my faith. She says, catechetical helped me to love my faith.
Oh, isn't that right?
Father Thomas Duffner, it's always so much fun visiting with you. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Father.
You bet.
Hey, here are the details again on the Rediscover Faith 2013 Speaker Series talks, which are going to start the week of September 16th. And again, these are the same talks that were given earlier this year, just presented at some new locations. They're going to be held on Mondays at Holy Name of Jesus out in Wayzata, Tuesdays at Epiphany in Coon Rapids, Wednesdays on the University of St. Thomas, St. Paul campus, and then Thursdays at Pax Christi in Eden Prairie. Now, all of these talks, very easy to remember, they all begin at 7 p.m., they run about 90 minutes. That's going to include some hospitality time. And here's importantly, they're free. Paul, these are free talks.
That's a bargain.
You're not going to believe it. It's a fabulous experience. It's free. No registration is required. Come as you are. Make plans to attend, but bring a friend or family member with you, especially those that have already attended these. Hey, invite some other folks back. Say, hey, I went to them. You're going to love it. Come with me. For dates and other details, please visit rediscover-faith.org. That's our website. That's rediscover-faith.org.
And a reminder, if there's a topic you'd like to hear more about on the Rediscover Hour, let us know. Click on Show Ideas on the lower right side of our show page at rediscover-faith.org. Click on radio in the top navigation bar or email us directly at therediscoverhour@archspm.org. That's therediscoverhour@archspm.org.
And boy, have we got a great show ahead for you today, power packed. First up, we're going to hear from Martha Sardina Fernandez about the amazing work that she's doing to support every Catholic's call to evangelize.
And we'll hear from Matthew Kelly about the new evangelization efforts, Good Catholic Books, what he's looking forward to when he takes the stage at the 2013 Rediscover Catholic Celebration October 12th. We'll be right back.
I'm Ed with Modern Roadways. 2 years ago at the Better Business Bureau's annual dinner, we were given a certificate for maintaining a Class A rating for 35 years. Now we would like to put that expertise to work for you. Patching, repairing, seal coating, and replacing asphalt and concrete driveways and parking lots. Call for a free estimate. We cover the entire relevant radio area. That's Modern Roadways, 763-545-1777. That's 763-545-1777.
We are Modern Roadways Company, repairing and replacing blacktop driveways and parking lots throughout the metro area since 1953.
763-545-1777.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Paul Sadek.
And I'm Sarah Mealy. Now, our next guest has dedicated her life and amazing amount of energy to the new evangelization.
She authors books, speaks internationally, has led diocesan evangelization offices, and reaches out to people everywhere, inviting them to discover or rediscover full life in the faith. And she does it all in both English and Spanish.
So in today's Answering the Call, we are so happy to be joined by Martha Fernandez Sardina. She's director of Prepare the Way Enterprises. She's calling in live from San Antonio, Texas. Thanks for joining us, Martha.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
Hey, you are so on fire for the new evangelization.
Oh, it's amazing.
It is so amazing. And you're speaking internationally. You're writing in two languages. You've led diocesan initiatives. You're facilitating training at parishes. You know, what have you seen? What can you tell us about your experience? And importantly, what are the signs of hope that you're seeing out there?
Well, the beautiful thing about evangelization is that it's motivated by the Lord himself. He's the one who sends us out to evangelize. He's the one who told us. He gave us the command at the end of the Gospel of St. Matthew, also at the end of St. Mark, and elsewhere in Scripture, Luke, Acts of the Apostles, go and make disciples of all nations. So the very first thing that we need to always keep in mind is that he is with us, because in that promise, in that command, he gives us a promise in Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20, go and make disciples of all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, teach them to observe all that I have commanded you, and here comes the promise, and know that I am with you always until the end of the world. So what are the signs of hope? That the Lord is with us. He is not going to abandon us, even when things get quite ugly, and they do sometimes. But I also see some great signs, because there's a real hunger. There's a hunger for God that is written in the human heart. St. Augustine himself says it, right, that our hearts are restless until we rest in you, until we find that love of God that St. Augustine says, you know, late have I loved you. And we need to love the Lord. We need to experience the love of the Lord. And because that is the greatest hunger in the human heart, there's reason to believe that many people will find that amazing love of God in God who is love. And so there's a great sign. And those are things that I see whenever I speak and do training and travel and so forth, that people are hungering for love. People are hungering for truth. And Jesus himself has declared that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and that God is love.
Now, as we attempt to reach out to Catholics who are perhaps a bit less engaged in the faith, some who have drifted away from the faith, what do you see as some of the biggest challenges in reaching them?
Well, there are a few challenges. I'll point out a couple. One is that I think we, even years and years after, 30 at least or so years since we began speaking about a new evangelization, John Paul II coined the term a new evangelization that would be new in fervor, new in methods, and new in expressions. That's just to give you a short definition, which has been, of course, expanded throughout the last couple of decades by Pope Benedict, and now Pope Francis has also taken that up. That despite the fact that we've been talking about this new evangelization, which, by the way, Pope Paul VI also spoke about a new period of evangelization, and even the Second Vatican Council was calling for this new evangelization without calling it such, and I've written about that. People can find some details on that at ievangelize.wordpress.com. Though we have been speaking about this for so long, one of the challenges is that some Catholics still feel like either they shouldn't evangelize or they can't evangelize. And both are fallacies. One is we must evangelize. It's a command, and the heart should want to lead us to evangelize. Because as I just said, it is love that motivates us. It is love that compels us, St. Paul says, and Pope Benedict said in Porta Fidei on the Year of Faith. And secondly, the other thing is that we feel that I can't, I don't know how to do it. Well, it's true. Many of us need to learn how to do it, and that's why we have training programs and we have talks and seminars and retreats and blogs and so forth. But we can learn how to share our personal testimony. We can learn how to share about the faith, and we have tremendous resources. So that's one challenge on the part of the evangelizer, on the part of the evangelizee, if you will, the recipient. One of the greatest challenges we face, and by the way, this is also a challenge for those of us inside the church. Many times we have been taken up by a secularism that has clouded our thinking.
Very true.
One of the great challenges, that people are really have been evangelized by another gospel, to use terms that St. Paul would use. They believe in other things, and we have to break through that secularism, relativism, and a bunch of other isms.
It's so true. There's lots of evangelization going out there. It's just not about the truth sometimes, right?
That's correct.
We get pulled in a lot of directions. Well, you recently, and I guess it's probably about this time last year, you put together and shared what you called 12 tips for an effective new evangelization, as you mentioned on iEvangelize, your website. We've posted actually a link to that site on our show page. But I love those 12 tips, Martha, and I wish we had more time. We'd go through all of them, but I wanted to point out call attention to a couple of them. I you know, was definitely taken by the third, fourth point, becoming a person of welcome, building relationships of care and trust, and number 11, which is don't condemn. Do not condemn. Can you talk a little bit more about how important those things are?
Sure. I wrote these actually years ago, and then we sort of updated them a little bit. And as you said, they're on my blog there, ievangelize.wordpress.com. Become a person of welcome. That's number 3 out of the 12. And I mentioned there that we have to increasingly become more welcoming toward others. And that's something that Pope Francis is teaching us again and is actually modeling. In word and in deed, he keeps talking about love, 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 welcome, welcome, welcome. In fact, I have been tracking many of the things that Pope Francis has been saying because I just launched a new outreach project called RememberYouAreLoved.com. And we'll be putting up a bunch of additional quotes there. We have a few to begin. But he says that the church must be a place. He says the church is a family where we love and are loved. And he says, let the church always be a place of mercy and hope where everyone is welcomed, loved, and forgiven. And we see that in the incarnation itself, that Jesus comes down from heaven to us in an attitude of welcome. We first had to welcome him, and that is what the goal of evangelization is, that every heart and mind and soul, every person and family and nation would welcome him. But in order for us to model what Christ is about, we need to be welcoming toward others, and that is very important in the process of evangelization, because none of us actually like to feel unwelcomed or booted out.
Right.
So if we want to be good evangelizers, we need to be people of welcome. And also in our parishes, we need to show acceptance. And this is where it gets tricky, because many times in our modern-day society, we equate acceptance with celebration of all that I believe and do, whether it's right or wrong, moral or amoral, and that is not, or immoral, that is not true. I can accept you and must accept you as a person, though I may not be able to accept all that you do, because if it's contrary to the gospel, I would want you, like myself, to be able to be gospelized, messaged by Christ, so as to root out all that is not according to his will and plan.
That certainly is not the same thing as condemning, though.
That's correct, and I'm glad you brought that up. And this is a problem that outsiders sometimes have. No, because you condemn me or you judge me. And then insiders, too, we sometimes think, well, I can't. No, and Jesus does it beautifully. One example. There are many. I'll give you one. The woman caught in adultery, brought before the Lord. He says, all right, they say we should stone her. That's what the law says. He says, well, fine. Then the one who's free from sin, cast the first stone. They drop their rocks and walk away. Jesus looks at the woman and says, where are your condemners? Where are your judges? Where are your accusers? She says, there are none. They've all left, right? He says, nor do I condemn you. But then he goes and says, go in peace and sin no more. He doesn't say, now be more careful, be more discreet, don't be caught. It's not sin after all. You know, we're all weak. After all, you're not an angel. You know, it's a great thing that you love man. That's not what he says. He says, go and sin no more. So there is a way in which we can keep in balance the two things, the attitude of welcome and acceptance, but also call sin, sin, with love for the sinner, knowing that we ourselves are sinners. And the Word of God says that when we were yet sinners, Christ loved us and died for us.
Martha, you're speaking in a Spanish language breakout session October 12th at the 2013 Rediscover Catholic Celebration at the St. Paul River Center. What do you hope to share that day?
Well, precisely the talk is titled in Spanish, but I'll give you the English title, You Learn to Evangelize Loving, because there's a saying in the field of evangelization, you learn to evangelize by evangelizing. In other words, the more you do it, the better you get. And I've given it here a twist of words. You learn to evangelize loving, becoming new evangelizers in love and in truth. That's the subtitle. What I'm going to address there is precisely what I just mentioned, that what motivates us to evangelize is love. It's also the knowledge of Catholic doctrine, but it is a duty because I mentioned it's a command, but it should never be a feeling of superiority or anything like that, but rather the love of God incarnate that characterizes the life of every evangelizer, including Pope Francis. And so we're going to explore in that talk in Spanish how the new and new evangelization and all evangelization efforts must be carried out by love, in love, and with the love of God for neighbor. And here's a beautiful thing. In Romans 5, St. Paul says that the love of God has been poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. And that love of God that has been poured into our hearts, imagine that it's being poured in. That needs to come out as love of neighbor. Mm. So the love of God in me becomes love of God for you.
Yeah, and that makes that makes so much sense. Martha, I wish we had another hour to talk with you because it's so exciting and you have so much passion. You do this in English, you do it in Spanish, you're coming on October 12th. I hope everybody comes out to meet you and to hear you. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it.
Call me up anytime. We can have a full hour if you want. And also want to direct friends and listeners to rememberyouareloved.com.
Terrific.
Let's learn how to love more and love better and love somebody new today.
Well, we will put that out on our show page so people can get to it. Martha, thank you so much. God bless you for all that you do.
Thank you. See you in October.
All right. See you then. Well, as we just discussed, you can check out videos, writings, et cetera, by Martha Fernandez Sardina online. She posts amazing content out there. We've put links from our show page, so you can just go to rediscover-faith.org, click on the radio in the top navigation bar. You can find everything you need right there.
And Martha will be speaking in the Spanish language breakout at the 2013 Rediscover Catholic Celebration October 12th at the St. Paul River Center. Find out more and register at rediscover-faith.org. Or call 651-291-4411. That's 651-291-4411.
And Paul, they're going to want to do that right away. We're getting close to getting filled up. So if you haven't registered, get out there and get it done. Matthew Kelly's also speaking at the big event on October 12th. He's going to join us here for a conversation about the importance of prayer, good Catholic books, and his take on local outreach efforts when we come right back.
Just over 100 years ago, the first windshield appeared on cars and trucks. A century ago, windshields only served as protection from road debris, bugs, and bad weather. Now a windshield is an important part of the safety system in your car. Having the right company replace or repair your windshield can make a clear difference. we recommend the Auto Glass Installed Company.
I'm Nancy Jasperson with my husband Michael and now our daughter Brandy. We've helped many Relevant Radio listeners with their auto glass needs. Our local family business has years of experience installing and repairing your vehicle's glass. We handle all of the insurance paperwork and use only the best quality replacement parts. We even come to your home or office to do the repair. I hope the next time you or someone you know needs a chip repaired or a windshield replaced, you will think of us, the Auto Glass Installed Company.
Get your windshield repair done with premium glass and proper installation from the Auto Glass Installed Company. Call 763-274-0177 or relevantradio.com, keyword glass.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Sarah Mealy.
And I'm Paul Sadek. We have a very special guest on the show today, a man who has made it his life mission to bring the new evangelization to life for Catholics and to help all of us become the best version of ourselves.
The Dynamic Catholic Institute that he founded is doing really important work to help re-engage Catholics in the faith, and it's played a key role in our local Rediscover Evangelization and Catechesis Initiative. We are excited to talk with best-selling author, international speaker, Matthew Kelly in today's Answering the Call. Thanks so much for joining us, Matthew.
Oh, you're very welcome. Great to be with you.
Now, you just had some medical problems. Thanks be to God that everything came out well, and we welcome you back to the fold and to the rest of the world. Could you share with us a little bit about just how you're doing?
I'm doing great. I had big surgery about a month ago, and I had part of my right kidney removed. Had a cancerous growth, and they got it all, and the results are very good that they did get it all. And for the most part, I'm back to all my regular activities. I traveled to California to speak last weekend, and I'm in the office this week. And I feel great. I get tired much more easily than I used to, and my doctor says that'll last probably another 4 to 6 weeks. But other than that, you know, I feel 100%.
Well, Matthew, we've talked a little bit in the last couple of weeks. You sound really strong and kind of back at it, so we're so grateful. Let's talk a little bit about some of your work. I wanted to start out asking a little bit about a book you wrote that's called The Four Signs of a Dynamic Catholic. This is, in fact, a lot of information that we used as we were putting the Rediscover Initiative together here. Those four signs, as you have in your book, are prayer, study, generosity, and evangelization. Those first two signs are prayer and study. What are your findings about what it takes to really enter into a deep personal prayer life?
I think the number one thing is you got to have a routine, you know, and I talk about that in the book. You have to have a routine of prayer. You have to have a time and a place and a way of praying. Too often we just sort of pray when we get around to it, and of course when that is the case, we tend not to get around to it on more days than not. You know, so I would say to people, hey, find that time in your day when it's best for you to connect with God. Some people are morning people, some people aren't morning people. You know, I think all of our days should start with some form of prayer, even if it's just a short morning offering. But for your main time of prayer, find that time in your day where you are most likely to be able to set some time aside and create a routine, just create a rhythm of doing it at that time every day. And if that's 7 o'clock in the morning, great. And if that's on your lunch hour, great. And if that's at 10 o'clock at night, great. But create that routine so you have a time to pray and then a place to pray, you know, and for some people, that's that big, comfortable leather chair in their living room. For other people, that's stopping by a church. For other people, it's wherever. But a time to pray, a place to pray, and then a way of praying, you know. And that is, that's what I call the routine within the routine. So many people, when we sit down to pray, we just sort of see what happens. And when we sit down to pray and see what happens, usually nothing happens. And so people who effectively have a prayer life, they sit down to pray. They know what they're going to do when they sit down to pray. And, you know, what I've really been encouraged people to do is the prayer process. It's just a simple 7-step process, you know, that walks you through, okay, this is how you can pray each day. And you can get that at dynamiccatholic.com. Sarah, you're welcome to load that up on the Rediscover website.
Yeah, let's do that. We'll make sure we'll put that up on the show page.
Fabulous. And so the prayer process is just there, and it's just a simple seven-step process, starting with gratitude, you know, talking to God about what you're grateful for today, which is a fabulous way just to start any day or to start any prayer.
Another sign is a commitment to study and learn more about the faith. What are your findings on that? What does it take to make that commitment?
I think that, you know, we live in a time in history when more people have questions about Catholicism than ever before, and we maybe live in a time in history when less people have answers to those questions than ever before. You know, there's no shortage of the questions most people have about Catholicism, and one of the easiest ways to get answers to those questions is to be reading great Catholic books. You know, the Archbishop obviously gifted every family in the Archdiocese a copy of Rediscover Catholicism last year, and that was an attempt to get people started in learning more about their faith and studying their faith. And what I say to people is, hey, read 5 pages of a great Catholic book every day, you know, and for the rest of your life, just make that commitment. Not read 100 pages, not study for 3 hours a day, just read 5 pages of a great Catholic book every day for the rest of your life. A year from now, you'd be surprised how many more answers you have about the faith than you do today. A year from now, you'd be surprised how much more comfortable you are in discussing the faith with people than you are today. And 5 years from now and 10 years from now, you'd be stupefied at how much you know and how comfortable you are conversing about the faith. And so our lives change when our habits change. We're all busy. We all have a lot of stuff to do. But we can take 10 minutes a day to pray. And we can take, you know, 7-8 minutes a day and read 5 pages of a great Catholic book. And so it's about creating these habits in our lives that really can be life-transforming, but doing it in a way that doesn't overwhelm us and doesn't feel like, oh, we're burdened by it, but that it can be something that's simple, that's short, and that is really life-giving in powerful ways.
Hey, Matthew, speaking of really great Catholic books, obviously Rediscover Catholicism has been, I think, did you say there's over 5 million copies around the world now?
Yeah, 6 million.
6 million, that's fantastic. And of course, we were able to provide about over 180,000 copies of the book just last Christmas right here in our local church. And we just mentioned Four Signs of a Dynamic Catholic, another great book to read. But Dynamic Catholic, your Dynamic Catholic Institute has a lot of stuff that's going on that people may not know about. Can you just take a couple minutes and let folks know about, I think you've got this Catholic Moments learning system, et cetera. Just a few mentions about what else you've got going on.
Absolutely. So one thing is, like, I have made it part of my life mission to make great Catholic books available, and there's a bunch that people can get at dynamiccatholic.com. So Jesus Shock is a phenomenal book by Peter Kreeft. Everyone get a free copy at dynamiccatholic.com. Just pay shipping. You've got Confessions of a Megachurch Pastor by Alan Hunt. You know, and literally got dozens of them now. Alisa Brennick-Meyer just released a great book called Walking with Purpose, which is specifically for women. Anyone can get a free copy at Dynamic Catholic. I think the book program is really a very practical way to help people live the study thing. The Catholic Moments is something I'm really excited about. We're developing a phenomenal confirmation program at the moment. We'll release that next year. We're also working on a marriage prep program, a first communion and first reconciliation program, a baptism program, and a bunch of other stuff. And that's really the Catholic Moments, where we just feel like we should be doing these Catholic Moments in a world-class way. We should have world-class multimedia experiences for people. Because when someone does come to baptize their child, they may or may not be engaged in their faith at that moment, and it's a great opportunity to win them back. But in order to win them back, we really need to win them. And in order to do that, we need powerful and compelling materials and programs. Same with First Communion or Confirmation or Marriage Prep or RCIA. These really are moments where we should be elevating people's faith to the next level. And very often we're losing people through these experiences because we're not doing them well. And we really want to see that change.
Now, you've played a key role in the development of our Rediscover efforts here in the Minneapolis-St. Paul Archdiocese. If I could paraphrase New York City Mayor Ed Koch, how are we doing?
I think you're doing great. I don't think I played a key role. I just said yes every time Father Peter or Sarah asked me for something.
and we're very happy. You've been so wonderful to us.
But I think you're doing fantastic. And let me break that down in a few levels. One, just from the start, I mean, just an incredibly bold vision, right? And that boldness, unfortunately, that boldness is really missing in the church today. And so just from the beginning, just the bold vision, I thought was phenomenal. And that really got me excited and really impressed me from the start. And then just the carry-through and the professionalism of the whole thing. Like, you go to that website, it's like the best-looking Catholic website on the planet. You know, and it's helpful, and it's stuff that we've got this saying, one of our taglines at Dynamic Catholic is meeting people where they are and leading them to where God is calling them to be. You know, unfortunately, I think a lot of Catholic ministry doesn't really meet people where they are, and so it doesn't matter where you're leading them if you don't meet them where they are. And I think if you look at the website and you look at the materials on the website, it's really getting into people's everyday lives. It's really trying to help them make sense of their life and whatever it is they're grappling with. And so I think that's fantastic. Obviously, the books went out was really, I mean, the feedback we've gotten from that is phenomenal. And just so many things that the Rediscover Initiative delivered to the people of your archdiocese. And obviously, it's not stopping here. You know, yeah. I mean, great plans for a lot of future things for the archdiocese. I really think it's going to become a model for, you know, how we evangelize Catholics in America and other parishes, other dioceses, just going to be copying you guys until the end of the world. And of course, that their desire to copy what you're doing is a great compliment.
Well, thank you, Matthew. Of course, coming from you, that's just really great feedback. We appreciate it. And of course, a lot of it, you've helped us along the way. You mentioned other things that we have coming up. We are so excited that you are taking the stage for the upcoming 2013 Rediscover Catholic Celebration. That's on October 12th. You want to say a little bit about the importance of, you know, Catholics all coming together to celebrate the gift of the faith?
Absolutely. I'll say a couple of things there. One is, you know, you get a big crowd of people together, it's always exciting. There's always great energy, and I know there's going to be that great energy down at the River Center. You know, you've got Catholic giants coming to this thing. I mean, you've got Robert Barron, George Weigel, you know, I mean, these are two of the giants. And of course, you've got Jeff Cavins right there in your backyard,
yeah.
And he'll be there. These guys are some of the giants of the Catholic world today, and whether people are aware of that or appreciate that or not, people are going to come, and I know what they're going to be thinking on their way out is, oh, I should have brought this person, I should have brought that person. Don't let that be your regret. Make sure you bring that person. One of the things I discovered in the research for the Four Signs of a Dynamic Catholic, I talk about in the epilogue of the book, is called a trigger experience. People who are highly engaged as Catholics, they all identify a trigger experience. For some of them, they went on a retreat. For some of them, they read a book. For some of them, they listened to a CD. For some of them, they went on a pilgrimage or whatever. But they all had a trigger experience. This event down at River Center really has the potential to be a trigger experience for less engaged Catholics. As well as something that really feeds engaged Catholics. And so if you know somebody who should or you would like to be more engaged in their faith, I think make sure you invite them. Get them a ticket. Get them there, because this is going to be a great day.
Matthew Kelly of the Dynamic Catholic Institute, it's always a pleasure visiting with you and listening to you. It's something that's going to be a great celebration on October 12th. We look forward to seeing you there.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Matthew.
Oh, you're very welcome. God bless you.
So as we just discussed, Matthew Kelly is one of the amazing and inspiring speakers at the 2013 Rediscover Catholic Celebration on October 12th at the St. Paul River Center. Now, you won't want to miss out on this celebration of faith, so register now at rediscover-faith.org. That's rediscover-faith.org. Or you can call us at 651-291-4411. That's 651-291-4411. 4411.
And here are the details on the 2013 Rediscover Catholic Celebration. Matthew Kelly will join Archbishop Neinstadt, Father Robert Barron, George Weigel, Jeff Cavins, many other inspiring speakers. Saturday, October 12th at the St. Paul River Center. Doors open 7 a.m. Programming starts at 8:30 a.m. with Mass. Special programming opportunities for children and youth, kindergarten through 10th grade, as well as Spanish language programming. Adult tickets are $15, youth grades 7 to 10, $7, kids in kindergarten through 6th grade, $5 each. Register now at rediscover-faith.org. That's rediscover-faith.org or call 651-291-4411. That's 651-291-4411.
And Paul, you know what? People are going to want to do that right away. It is filling up. We're getting really close. So really encourage people, as Matthew said, if you want to bring someone along, let's get them registered right away. Now we'll have a look at other exciting Catholic events going on in our area when we come right back.
In the next minute, I'd like to help you with the decision you've been putting off for some time. I'm Tom Machado of TPM Flooring. For the last 4 years, we've helped many Relevant Radio listeners with flooring decisions that are transforming their homes one room at a time. TPM Flooring has grown, but our principles remain the same. We offer top selection, a free, no-strings-attached consultation, our quality products, and fast installation, usually within a week. What you'll find at TPM Flooring is a very personalized experience in your home or at our showroom. We help find the perfect carpet, hardwood, laminate, even cabinets and countertops. Then we install and even vacuum our way out the door. I think you'll find working with us at TPM Flooring will be easy and enjoyable. If it's time to transform part of your home with new flooring, call 952-746-5157 or tpmflooring.com, 952-746-5157. I hope you'll make the decision soon to call TPM Flooring.
Welcome back to the Rediscover. I am Sarah Mealy.
And I'm Paul Sadek. And the Holy Father has called for a day of prayer and fasting for peace in Syria tomorrow, the birthday of our Blessed Mother. And he has called for Central Time will be noon to 4 that we're looking at. And we'll have a special broadcast on Relevant Radio. We hope everybody can join us. Pray and fast for peace in Syria tomorrow.
Yeah, and that's absolutely what we need to do. We show this global solidarity. And you know what? This is an evangelization opportunity, Paul.
People, absolutely.
You know, Father has, Holy Father said, all people of goodwill. Let's invite people to pray and fast with us.
Let's do that. Now, every week on the Rediscover Hour, we talk with local Catholics about a faith topic. Earlier this week, we caught up with attendees at a forum on immigration issues, which Archbishop Neinstadt led in Minneapolis. Joe Towalski told us a bit about this forum earlier in the show today. And here is how people responded when we asked them, why is outreach to and solidarity with the Latino community important for this local church?
Hi, I'm George Sonnen. I'm with the Parish of St. Joseph's in West St. Paul. Catholic Latino community is very, very strong. Their faith is remarkable. And they are a good benefit. They are a great addition to our community, and we should be able to assimilate both them into us with them and them with us.
My name is Roseanne Hallgren, and I'm from St. Louis Church, the little French church downtown St. Paul. Well, personally, I guess I would have to say is that I have always been close to the Latino people because I grew up on the West Side, and that had a lot of it. And I respect the way they carry out their religion. I think we have a lot to learn.
I'm Debbie Keller from the Parish of St. Pius X in White Bear Lake. Well, that brings to mind that we are one body in Christ, and I just think of us as a universal church. And, you know, it doesn't matter what ethnic background we have, what social realm we exist within, we are all brothers and sisters in Christ.
My name is John Jocelyn. I'm a member of St. Stanislaus Parish in St. Paul. Latino and Hispanic community are very religious. They're very strong in terms of their faith and their family. And I feel they're examples to me of what our Catholic Christianity can mean and should mean in terms of their courage, their vitality, their love of their family, their ability to reach out to one another, and a kind of a strong expression of the gospel in reaching out to others, of breaking down barriers.
Now, you can check out coverage of the Immigration Forum in next week's issue of The Catholic Spirit.
And if you have an idea for a question to ask Catholics here on the Rediscover Hour, we want to hear it. Lots of ways to reach us. Email therediscoverhour@archspm.org or click on radio in the top navigation bar at rediscover-faith.org. Reach us through our show page or contact us through the Relevant Radio site, relevantradio.com, keyword Rediscover.
Now, here's a look at some great events that are happening in our area in the coming weeks and months. As we mentioned earlier on the show, and we've been talking about it for a little while now, we've got the Rediscover Faith Speaker Series talks. They're coming up at new locations. That's beginning the week of September 16th. Lots of information out on our website. Just check out at rediscover-faith.org. You get all the information there. Paul, you've got something good to talk about here.
Well, healthcare professionals here invited to a retreat with Mother Olga September 13th through the 15th at Christ the King Retreat Center in Buffalo. This special retreat with Mother Olga is presented by Curatio. That's an apostolate for the Archdiocese of St. Paul and Minneapolis for healthcare professionals. Now, healthcare professionals face ethical and spiritual challenges in their work. This retreat is an investment for you to deepen your personal development and commitment to your vocation. And there's never been a more important time for Catholic healthcare professionals to engage in this deep reflection. Healthcare Professionals Retreat with Mother Olga. Details again, September 13th through the 15th, Christ the King Retreat Center in Buffalo. Sign up at CuratioApostolate.com or call 612-669-4221. That's 612-669-4221.
Now, coming up on the Rediscover Hour, do you know someone that's seeking answers to the big questions in life? Find out about an opportunity to invite them to take a break from the hustle and bustle of the world for an evening of exploring the faith.
And we'll hear from people who attended the Mass for People with Disabilities about the importance of this day.
And find out how you can help local folks here who are true champions for life.
Rediscover Hour, Fridays at 9 a.m., Saturdays at 6 p.m., Sundays at 9 a.m., right here on Relevant Radio.
The Rediscover Hour is heard every Friday morning at 9, Saturday evening at 6, and Sunday morning at 9 on Relevant Radio 1330. You can find show audio archives at rediscover-faith.org and at relevantradio.com, keyword Rediscover. The Rediscover Hour is a production of the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis in cooperation with Relevant Radio. Rediscover.